Disc 9. Since Lauren had left, Sean's mother would only refer to her absence as taking some sorting out time. And all the clippings were now for her, not him. As if one day they'd overflow in a drawer to the point that he and Lauren would have to get back together if only so they could close the drawer again. "You talked to her recently?" Sean's father asked from the kitchen, his face hidden behind the mint-green wall between them. "Lauren?"
"Uh-huh."
"Well, who else?" his mother said brightly as she rummaged through a drawer in the sideboard. "She calls. She doesn't say anything. Maybe she's just making small talk because she..." "No. I mean, Dad, she doesn't speak. At all.
Nothing."
"Zip."
"Then how do you know it's her?"
"I just know."
"But how?"
"Jesus," Sean said. "I can hear her breathing, okay?"
"How odd," his mother said. "Do you talk, though, Sean?"
"Sometimes. Less and less." "Well, at least you're communicating somehow," his mother said, and placed the latest clipping down in front of him. "You tell her I thought she'd find this interesting." She sat down and smoothed a wrinkle in the tablecloth with the outer edges of both palms. "When she comes home again," she said, peering at the wrinkle as it dissolved under her hands. "When she comes home," she repeated, her voice a light wisp, like the voice of a nun, certain of the essential order in all things. "Dave Boyle," Sean said to his father an hour later as they sat at one of the tall bar tables in the ground round. "That time he disappeared from in front of our house." His father frowned and then concentrated on pouring the rest of Killian's into his frosted mug. As the foam neared the top of the mug and the beer slowed to a trickle of fat drops, his father said,
"What?
You couldn't look it up in old newspapers."
"Well,
why ask me?"
"Shite, it was on TV."
"Not when his kidnapper was found," Sean said, hoping that would suffice, that his father wouldn't press him on why Sean had come to him because Sean didn't have a complete answer yet. It had something to do with needing his father to place him in the context of the event, maybe help him see himself back there in a way newspapers or old case files couldn't. And maybe it was just about hoping to talk to his father about something more than just the daily news, the Red Sox's need for a lefty in the bullpen. It seemed to Sean, sometimes, that he and his father may have once talked about more than just incidental things, just as it seemed that he and Lauren had, but for the life of him, Sean couldn't remember what those things may have been.